your symphony all ye redeemed. Come on, sing it.
Jesus, the light that was sent into the world, said, "You're the light of the world," reuttering the words that began it all, "Let there be light." In the beginning, Genesis records that God saw it and called the light good. His work to redeem the world from the darkness is finished. As that declaration trumpeted on the final dying breath of the Lamb of God hanging on an execution stake outside the gates of Jerusalem, this planet shuddered under the weight of its deep darkness. On the third day, having repossessed the deed to earth and its inhabitants, the Lamb who was slain returned to that broken body. And the light of the world that can never be dimmed or even resisted by the darkness dawned and offered that light to anyone who will determine to humble themselves to trust and obey the light. To those he said, "Now since my life, the light of God, increasingly dwells in you, you're the light of the world. Wherever you go and to anyone you're with, I will be shining the light of life into that place and that heart. You're my song I sing through you, my overcoming love and disposition expressed through the living sacrifice of your human physical graces." This was his plan from the beginning. The one who dwells in unapproachable light, walking, touching, speaking, communing in every place with every inhabitant of his creation. Further proof, this is the genius of the God of heaven, our authentic original Father, is that our choice to become the skin for him to clothe himself in must be voluntary and intentional, driven by replied, consuming love. It requires our volition, the choice to turn from the isolation of individuality to the solubility of personality, but for love and desire for him rather than for self-preservation to continually practice that simple but darkness-crushing choice at every turn and in the face of every seduction. This revelation of original and rock-solid truth invites the choice to put away the mutation that broken relationship has inflicted on all mankind and run to the womb of rebirth, the welcoming arms of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, Yesu, who lives to make intercession for this very moment. Come to me, he says, and find the encouragement and the power to practice this choice of life with me in our Father, one as we are one. A never-ending adventure of discovery in the inexhaustible wonders of his world. Come, you're the only one who can make that choice for you.